Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you out of Spokane, in the heart of Patriot Territory. And we are 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. And we are also on our live streaming right now for all of you that are listening to the live show and not the uploaded version to Podbean, which... Well, that's where the majority of our listeners, well, actually, how would we know? A lot of our listeners listen to the Podbean downloaded version so they can share it with their friends. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. And yes, we've got, we've had emails, a lot of email response, and they come from everywhere, from, Florida all the way up to Alaska. And so that's pretty exciting.
Texas to California to New York, believe it or not.
Yep.
There are patriots in New York. Actually, a lot of patriots in New York. They're just outnumbered.
That's right. Well, yeah, exactly. Same thing as we have over here on the west side where the urban numbers are just much higher than all the rural numbers. And so, so they just get drug along behind the truck.
Well, yeah, if you took all of the patriots, really true patriots, out of California and dumped them in Idaho, you'd double the population of the state.
You could
surpass the current population of the state of Idaho if you took all the patriots out of California.
Well, you know, now that's an interesting idea. Maybe we should, maybe we should get all the rural people from all these states where they're minority, right? You know, where they no longer have a vote or a say in anything because they're minority. Wouldn't that be cool if we got all the rural living people from all these other states to come to one spot? And then we would have such a huge majority that, it would be like the only state that would have the majority of rural people. It's kind of a cool idea.
Well, the only problem with that is, first of all, that's what the American Redoubt concept is a strategic relocation of like-minded, conservative patriot type of people and generally Christian. But... you can also ruin a place that makes it so wonderful to live in, like Idaho, for example.
Right.
Now it's so expensive. So many people are moving. Someone can buy a house for $300,000 in California several years ago.
Right.
They live in it for a decade. Now it's worth $800,000.
Yep.
They sell it and they buy incredible home and land and everything for, $350,000. And... money for toys and everything else. And because of the shortage of the property and housing in Idaho, they're like, you know what? We can fudge it up 50 grand to get the place that we want. And then you get into this competition,
right?
It's competition to like almost bidding wars to get into what's left of homes with property and shops and everything else.
Right.
And these guys are like, hey, honey, we've got $800,000. This place would be worth $1 million in California.
Right. Yeah. But what I was specifically talking about was just strictly rural people, rural living people.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, if you were to concentrate one state with strictly the rural living people, because all of those people are like-minded and have the same needs, whereas like the suburban and the urban people, they have a different whole set of needs.
Yeah.
And they also don't understand the rural necessities. And that's why, the rural living people always lose out in just about every state in the United States. They're a minority.
Yep. Yeah. Because you've got, apartment dwellers in large cities making policies affecting people in rural areas that are completely out of touch with, with what goes on out there.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they're outnumbered. Yeah. So they can just, they can say, it's to save the environment. Oh, you want a clean environment, don't you? And of course, the majority of the people, which all live in cities, go, Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
You know, so, oh my gosh, the propaganda is so powerful. You can sway anybody to believe in anything now.
I know. So. Well, especially with all the hacker bandits helping him out.
Yeah, thanks, you Chi-Coms.
Chi-Com hacker bandits.
Yeah, yeah. Thrash a commie Thursday today.
No kidding.
So we've got plenty to choose from.
I know. We could thrash on Chinese communists. We could thrash on European communists. Which one?
How about all the communists that are like blowing our borders wide open to destroy our country right now?
Oh, yes, that flavor of communists.
Creating a crisis, border crisis right now. You got, you know, untold numbers of thousands of children now separated from. Oh, it's so loving. Yeah. Oh, it's the compassionate thing to do. Let's blow our borders wide open. So all these children now are being,
abducted,
sexually assaulted, dumped off, picked up by somebody else, sold and disappeared into the sex trade market. The ones that can successfully make it through and survive that gauntlet get thrown in cages by the Biden regime.
Right.
And all of their compassion.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And they just muzzled all of the ICE and Border Patrol agents, people that are trying to get the word out about what's really going on down there. Zip it. Cannot discuss it, comrade.
Right. And Biden says in this article, it says Biden has no plans to visit the border.
Nope.
And then the article says President Joe Biden said on Tuesday that he does not plan for now to visit the southern border of the United States amid a surge in illegal immigrants. Well,
that's because the puppet couldn't survive the trip.
Well, no kidding. I mean, he's lucky he can make it to the office from his room down the hall.
I know. So they've got a video of him now walking out like he's going to Air Force, two, the helicopter.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's walking down the sidewalks. He comes up to the press, and he's waving his hand as he's talking, and it's like his hand is coming over the top of the microphones.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, it's superimposed. It's a green screen. It's all fake. It's staged.
That is so
crazy.
And
it's like so busted. It was like, you got to be kidding me. It's not even real.
Wow.
He's actually, everything's been pre-filmed. I don't even know if Biden is even still alive.
Well, and that's bizarre. That's a creepy question, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. And of course, he's saying, no wonder the whatever it is posing as Biden is saying we need to keep our masks on for the next year.
No kidding. Because he probably looks different. He probably looks slightly different and enough to be detectable without the mask.
And what did the World Economic Forum and all these guys say? Prepare to do the unthinkable. Be prepared to do the unthinkable. Wasn't that their motto? That's what we just read yesterday.
Yeah, right.
It was the World Economic Forum and this group. I wish I could find it again. I don't know the exact quote. I'm pretty sure it was like, prepare to do the unthinkable. That's the globalists putting forth their plans. You know, when we were talking about the COVID, we were talking about the cyber attack, the entire agenda.
Well, and it's the World Economic Forum that has this article that I was researching that I'm going to talk about after we do the word of the day, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, great. Okay.
We got updates too from yesterday as well. So.
That's right. Exciting stuff today. As always. So what we have for the word of the day for Thrash a Commie Thursday comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58, which read under the title, Our Final Victory. And it reads, Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's it.
Wow.
That is such an exciting little passage. Wow. The whole thing of, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, we shall all be changed. I mean, you know, if we're still here, right?
Right.
You know, and like you were saying, that would be, you know, the last trumpet is the second coming of Christ. And if, you know, if we're going to be raptured up, we'll be gone before then.
Yeah.
And kind of it's, I'm guessing if, you know, like this says, it says, that, corruptible must put on incorruption and this mortal must put on immortality. That must mean that in the rapture, the same thing happens to those who are raptured, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because we are corruption in the flesh and we would have to put on the incorruptible new bodies that would be able to be in heaven, right? The,
right.
You know, and it does say, the mortal must put on immortality. That's so cool to think about, isn't it? Wow. So, you know, just the whole idea, I mean, I understand about the white garments and everything and, you know, so as we're whisked away in the twinkling of an eye, we change from mortal to immortal.
Yeah.
Won't that be awesome?
Instantly. Oh,
should we be found worthy? Remember the saying, pray that you be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation. And so you might keep that in your prayers and keep that in your prayers for your loved ones as well.
No kidding.
But yeah, that I don't know. I think that is so cool. And the poetic verse there of, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory?
Yes.
You know, take that, communists.
That's right.
You've got nothing over the Christians. Nothing
right.
at all. And so that's also a reason why we can walk around fearless.
Yep.
We can be fearless because absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Yeah, who can, don't fear those who can hurt just the body, but the one that can, you know, send your soul to hell and destroy your body and your soul.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing there because I can't remember the specific
exact
wording, but you get the point, right?
Yes, the gist counts too.
Yes, and it is in context too.
It is.
I'm not just making stuff up here.
Right.
But now the monument that I was mentioning yesterday, speaking of our heritage, our Christian heritage in the Word of God. And yesterday I was talking about the monument that Kirk Cameron did a documentary on, and that is the National Monument to the Forefathers, is also known as the Pilgrim Monument. But
so close yesterday. You just very nearly said the exact right title.
Yeah, pretty close. So I basically had... well, I wanted to find that because this is what I think that we should have a Patriot Square or Freedom Square, something like that, where we take our American heritage here in the American Redoubt so we can have it up close. We can look at it, touch it, and remember it. And each of the four corners of this monument is just amazing. I so want to redo. I want this to make this a project before I die to see this happen here on this side of the United States, in
that
the Western.
That would be very cool.
But the different seated figures are heads of, and there's panels that have, what's the word?
Different facets.
Yeah, it's different components to it. So and the four are morality, law, education, and liberty. Those are the four seated figures that are represented in this monument. At the base of it, which represent the base, the basis, the foundation of our society and our culture. And it's just amazing. But they've got the detail on the Mayflower and William Bradford quote. Oh, it's just a really neat monument. So that and, of course, some type of monument to Kyle Rittenhouse, as far as I'm concerned.
I know.
That should happen, too. And there's many more as well. But... so I wanted to spit that out there now that I could think of it.
I think we need a Trump monument. Seriously.
Yeah.
There isn't one. We need one.
Right.
I mean, he was truly the guy that set the globalists on their ear.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, who else has done that? Nobody.
Nobody's done on that level, stood up against such hardcore enemies of America since the founding of America.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, even though they are trying to pretend like they are the victors of this presidential election.
Right.
You know, everybody still keeps looking to Trump for what he would say or what he would do. And like when Biden is planning to meet China in Anchorage, Trump says he would never go there and meet China there.
Right.
He would have China come to him. Right. And so he's saying that he's already capitulating and kowtowing.
Of course he is.
Kowtowing, basically, which of course he is, because you know, if he is actually even still alive, right?
Or coherent enough to even be able to have a conversation.
Right.
He's supposed to be having his first speech on the 25th. And it's a lot, the closest thing he's done is come out to, besides the green screen fake superimposed, you know, interaction with the media, he's had a couple where as soon as the media started asking questions, they cut off the feed. They can't even let him talk to the media.
That's
just unbelievable. It's just like hard to believe we're even living, that this is even real.
I know. Yeah.
But anyway, hey, we're up against a break. We got to take a quick break and then we'll come back. This segment is brought to you by EMP Shield. That's EMP Shield to protect you from electromagnetic energy from a coronal mass ejection, you know, a solar flare or an EMP or lightning strikes, any type of electromagnetic energy, to minimize the damage to that and protect your equipment. And it's a veteran-owned business. Check them out at empshield.com. And then we'll be back on the other side of the break to wrap things up. Thanks, guys. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office. R helps select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Katie Armor. Serious body armor for serious times. This is the Patriots body armor. Come and take it. C-A-T-I. KatieArmor.com is the website. Check them out today. Also, as a reminder, I just wanted to let you know that we threw that documentary from yesterday, Carbon Crooks. That is on our Gab site now, so you can go and look that. But you can just do – oh, and by the way, The Carbon Crooks, same. We found out that is actually a later release of the same video, so that's okay to watch. That's same producer,
right.
Same information. Yep.
They may have added a few new things, and hopefully they didn't remove any of the good stuff they had in the 2013 version. But yeah. But yes,
well, we haven't watched them both yet, so –
you can check it out. It's what we did watch was excellent info. And so, and speaking of carbon credits, from the World Economic Forum is a posting that we need to be aware of. And it's called Climate Governance Initiative Global Summit. And that is actually just about ready to happen on March 23rd through the 26th. And it says it's a convening board of members, regulators, experts, academia, and other corporate governance leaders. These are all very, very scary words.
Yep.
And so I wanted to bring you this information because I would like to watch it and see what happens with this global summit. And it goes on to say, the program is designed to enable non-executive directors with the knowledge and resources necessary to steer their companies towards a net zero carbon economy by 2050. The Climate Governance Initiative community is composed of non-executive directors and experts organized in national chapters whose purpose is to promote the adoption of the World Economic Forum's Principles for Effective Climate Governance. And so, so you know, this is what we're talking about with the World Economic Forum. This is why I have pointed you guys to Carbon Crooks, because the whole initiative of these carbon credits and the carbon credit system is this massive, massive redistribution of wealth. And considering that it's a fascist public-private partnership, which, I mean, that's the definition of fascism anyway, where corporations are working with governments hand in hand in order to control the people, which is where the governance structure comes in. And the World Economic Forum has everything to do with that. And so when we're talking about the massive theft that took place in the EU when they did their carbon credit system there, and all of their money, I mean, billions and billions and billions of dollars ended up in all the elite people's pockets, right? So this is where they're talking about and engaging the World Economic Forum. Right. So, you know, this is such a scary thing, and this is such a thing on the horizon we really are going to have to cover and watch.
Yep.
And in fact, The New American in December 17th of 2019 posted an article by Alex Newman called "At the UN Summit, America and Capitalism, Not CO2, Are Enemy Number One." And it goes on to say, throughout the UN, the COP25 Climate Summit in Spain says that America, the GOP, and President Trump, not carbon dioxide or even climate change, were public enemy number one.
Right.
And so this is where they use the excuse of climate, and what they really mean is that the whole capitalist system that we have in America is what is going to prevent them from all of the, you know, the wealth redistribution that they are just frothing at the mouth to get a hold of.
Right.
And so they've admitted it. They've admitted it just flat out that it has nothing to do with climate change. And this Carbon Crooks documentary really shows that in detail. They are just flat out after our wealth.
It's a slightly different messaging than the previous president, who shall not be named, the 44th occupier of the White House, said that climate change is the biggest threat, the existential threat to the United States after white nationalists or whatever extreme, right? Remember
right.
that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was right when they were, you know, full-blown demonizing Christian patriots.
Yep.
And of course, everybody was a racist. So here they are saying, oh, the Republican, the GOP, Trump is the biggest threat to the United States. And then climate change.
Right.
But what's going to happen now? This is how they're going to do it. They're already saying the COVID lockdowns were so successful in reducing our carbon footprint that we have, just stumbled across this data now that we've learned that if we could just lock down the world, we could save the world because of, we reduce the carbon.
Right. And see, that falls just beautifully. It just feathers right into their whole sustainable development agenda 2130, where it says that nobody's allowed to drive a car. Everybody's going to have to live in these tight little sustainable cities. They're going to have to be within walking distance of where they're employed, and on and on and on, you know.
Yep.
And so, of course, they're going to say that.
And pure insanity.
Yeah, it's a lie, and this is exactly what they've laid out forever. So this is no surprise, and so we already know exactly what to expect. But we still need to watch what they're doing and report on it, because that is truly they were correct. Trump and a capitalist America is truly their biggest threat, because you know that's the only thing that would block them.
Right. Oh yeah, and Christian patriots.
Yep.
Who love America are also the biggest threat.
That's right.
They're dangerous.
They're armed.
They're the threat. They're a threat. And guess what? They should be dangerous. And they should be a threat.
Yep.
the Christian patriots should absolutely be a threat.
That's right.
They should feel threatened by them.
We represent freedom, for crying out loud.
Exactly. It's like American troops were a threat to Nazi Germany.
That's right.
American troops were a threat to the fascist Italians.
That's right.
The Americans, armed Americans, were a threat to Stalin's Soviet Union.
Yep.
The United States is a threat to militant Muslim jihadists.
Yep.
Guess what? We're a threat to communists.
Well, and we should be. We are, first of all, we're Christian. We have backing to represent the freedom that God has given us, right?
You know, the country that God has given us.
That's right. And we are given authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, which means all the godless people, all the people that are, you know, that are communists that hate God, and they have no power over us when it comes to it, either in the spiritual and should also be in the physical as well.
Right. Yeah, you know? I agree.
So they were correct, but it's kind of also like this article. It says the West must stop ceding strategic initiative to China and Russia, and because they know that Trump is now in exile, the only people that we can refer to as being opposed to China and Russia anymore are the British. And so this British commander, General Sir Patrick Sanders of the UK Strategic Command, wrote in the Times of London last Saturday, he said, "While we drained our strength in interventions like Iraq, others used the time and space to further their interests more strategically." And he says, "The UK and the West in general may be forced to capitulate without a shot being fired if they continue ceding the strategic initiative to rivals such as China and Russia."
Exactly, but that's part of the plan. That's what the puppet is supposed to do.
Yep, that's right. That's why they're you know, that's why the allies like Japan are having to go to the UK now to get support.
Right. Well, one day at a time, one step at a time, stay the course and stay strong, right?
That's right, and stay in the Word.
Yeah, don't budge one inch from what you know is right and what you stand for.
That's right.
Yeah, we are in the right.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys be safe. God bless you all on this Thrash of Commie Thursday. And I'll be thinking about that all day.
That's right. Pick your flavor of commie you want to thrash and have an excellent Thrash of Commie Thursday. And blessings to all of you out there.
That's right.